The Philadelphia Theater Company has a new artistic leader. Paige Price was the artistic director of Theater Aspen in Colorado and now heads the theater company housed inside the Suzanne Roberts Theater on Broad Street. She'll replace Sarah Garonczyk, who stepped down after 34 years with the Philadelphia Theater Company. The company hit hard financial times recently, even temporarily losing its theater in a bank foreclosure, which was resolved in 2015. WHYY's Peter Crimmins sat down with Price to ask about the future of the company.
First and foremost, as new producing artistic director of the Philadelphia Theater Company, why do you want this job? Why did you take this job?
Well, after 10 years in the mountains, I wanted to come back east where my roots are. I grew up in New Jersey, and the city's so diverse and so cultural, and there's a lot of opportunity, I think, in this town with the talent that's available and the proximity to other centers of culture. So it's a big step up for me.
What do you see you can do in Philadelphia that you couldn't do in Aspen?
So many things. Theater Aspen did a summer season which was very focused on entertainment and resort-type summer fare. And one of the appealing things about a typical theater season during, you know, the September to June months is that you're able to explore more serious subjects. And then it is not focused on people that are escaping necessarily. So you can build some of that in. But the kind and the variety and the number of shows that I'd be able to do here frees me up a lot creatively. And we do repertory in Aspen, which we are not doing here. And repertory is a really different Rubik's Cube to try to figure out when you're programming.
Recently, the Philadelphia Theater Company has had its problems. I mean, it temporarily lost its theater, went into foreclosure a little bit. There's been some money issues. And you're coming into this. I mean, some of those financial problems have been resolved. How are you going to deal with it?
Well, I came in eyes wide open. One of the things I like to do is raise money. So if anyone out there wants to meet me, I'm happy to take a coffee. But I like to raise money. I feel really strongly about our mission, and I feel really strongly about what we do. And I think that finding those pockets of support that perhaps didn't exist before or need to be reinvigorated will be my job. And I think that this should be a really important regional theater, and that's what I'm going to pitch.
Now, you mentioned in a newspaper interview that you, as producing artistic director here, you're going to shoot for the moon. That's what some of you said. Now, I'm wondering what you mean by that. I mean, in terms of the Philadelphia Theater Company, in what direction lies the moon? I mean, what are you going to go for?
Well, one of the things I do want to do is survey our current audience and find out what floats their boat. And I have an R&D year to do that. So I'm going to throw some spaghetti at the wall, too, and try to engage with our donors and have coffees and drink nights at the theater in the lobby and just invite people so I can hear what they want to do. Because I think developing what our niche wants to be in this ecosystem is going to be important. There are so many theaters in Philadelphia that I think refocusing what our identity wants to be is part of my job coming in. And so when I say shoot for the moon, I don't think what we want to do is find the safest fare and the titles that everybody knows. I don't think that is compelling in this time and age. So I think we want to be more creative, but not program it in a vacuum. I'm going to really insist on a conversation with our donors and with the audiences that have come or not come.
Now, your predecessor, Sarah Garonczyk, was there for a very long time, almost 35 years. That's a long time to hold a job. and the theater artistically has really been defined by her and the people that she works with. And so I'm wondering how you feel about stepping into shoes that have been filled by someone else for 35 years. That's a long tenure.
That is a crazy long tenure. Well, I certainly don't want to be the rebound girl. So I think it's incumbent upon me to take the legacy of what she's created and the reputation that she's created and build upon it. And, you know, just be part of the, I keep using the word regenerate because I feel like the chrysalis, you have to form your new identity. And that's kind of what I feel like. And I'm very sensitive to honoring tradition. And yet I think it's an opportunity to take a look at everything and talk to the people that have worked for the organization and are passionate about the organization and start with those people.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if Philadelphia Theater Company has already coordinated its next season, the 2017-2018 season, or if you're going to have a hand in what will be programmed next season.
I think that's a good example of a way that I'm working with Sarah to plan out the next year. And I don't want to be coy, but we can't quite say what it's going to be
okay,
next
so
year.
Okay, so it has not been determined. Okay.
but I've been talking to Sarah for several months about what that might look like.
So your hand will be part of next season, however the next season pans out. We'll have to wait to see what exactly that's going to be. I'm speaking with Paige Price. She's the new incoming producing artistic director of the Philadelphia Theater Company. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Paige Price spoke with WHYY arts and culture reporter Peter Crimmins.